Country 102.5. Hey, Kane Brown, what is going on, man?
I'm good. Just waking up.
I can hear that in your voice, but I know it's a very good reason to wake up and get you out of bed for some very big news you have to share with all of your Boston fans and our Country 102.5 listeners.
Oh, yeah. We get to play Fenway.
Wait, no. Back it up. Beep, 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 beep. Please say that again because it sounded so good.
So we get to play Fenway.
Yes! Details, Kane. We need details.
So we're playing June 23rd.
Yep.
We're bringing Darius Rucker.
Woo!
Gabby Barrett.
Yes!
And the group that's on Restless Road.
Oh my gosh. It's like Christmas came early. Thank you for that, Kane. Wow, wow, wow. Kane Brown, Darius Rucker, Gabby Barrett, and Restless Road at Fenway Park, America's most beloved ballpark and the home of the Boston Red Sox.
Never thought I'd play there. So excited.
It was meant to be. You've already done the home of the Celtics, the TD Garden. You've done across the street from Fenway, the Xfinity Center. But now, finally, we get you at Fenway Park.
Yeah, I played the street outside Fenway, too.
Yes, the Country 102.5 Street Party.
Yeah.
So here we go. Let's go. Can it be June 23rd right now?
I wish. Well, no, I don't, because then I take time away from my kids.
That's true. How are the kids?
They're great. They're growing. Personalities are changing. I love it every day when I see something new happen.
They must be road warriors by now.
Yeah, well, Cody's only been on the road a couple times. We haven't really had many shows that she's been out to.
Okay.
But Kingsley's used to it.
What's one of the best parts about being a dad, Kane?
I think just seeing, like, the personality. I love just, like, it sounds really weird, but my favorite thing with them right now is just chasing them.
I saw one of your Instagram videos of that, chasing Cody down the hall.
Yeah, she just caught on to that. She's been seeing me chase King, so then now she just crawls away from me. So turn around to see if I'm still behind her. It's hilarious.
Kids are certainly entertaining, and your girls look very much alike. And when my kids were babies, the same thing. It looked like they were carbon copies, but now they're so different. And how are your girls different?
Well, right now they're both the same, super happy and just joyful.
Aww.
I will say they look the same, but Cody has Kate's eyes, Kingsley has my eyes.
Yeah.
But Kingsley has Kate's hair, and Cody's going to have my hair, I think.
Well, there you go. You got to get a little something from here and there in the gene pool.
Yeah.
And let's talk about your current single with your wife, Caitlin, Thank God, from the Different Man album. How long was this duet in the making, like, to work together?
Well, we've been looking for, like, 6 years, and then the song just, we had, like, four different songs, and then this one just fell in my lap from one of the writers that I have on my publishing group. It was originally just for me, and when I heard it, it reminded me so much of Kate that we turned it into a duet.
It's so beautiful. And do you think that Caitlin will actually come out on stage at Fenway to sing it with you, Kane?
Oh, of course.
Really? Well, that is awesome news.
Oh, yeah. No, she's a beast, so I'm really excited for that as well.
I got to know, did you handpick Fenway Park to play, or did they approach you first?
Well, when we did The Garden, we had such high demand that we were thinking about doing a second show there. So instead, we just were like, let's just move it to Fenway and see how it does.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad it happened because it's really exciting. Not a lot of country artists play Fenway. Everything you've done has led you to here. Like, what was it, 6 years ago, your first hit?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Sober was 6 years.
Used to Love You Sober. Good song. But how do you think you've really grown the most in this time?
I think I've grown the most in performing and just being comfortable on stage. That used to be, like, a hard thing for me. Now it's just, like, my element.
I would imagine after a while it does become your comfort zone because you do it so much.
Yeah, definitely a completely different person on stage than off.
As it should be. I mean, it's not like you're going to go home and put on a show in the kitchen.
Well, no, there's some artists that are like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who do you know that's like that of your famous friends?
John Party's always the same, I'd say.
Always a party with John.
Yeah. Without party, there's no party.
That's right.
Al Dean's pretty much the same.
That's cool. Well, we cannot wait for your show at Fenway Park. The tickets are going to go on sale November 30th at redsox.com/Kane Brown. Going to do a quick game before you leave, Kane, calling it Curveball Kane. Do you know the name of the big green wall at Fenway Park where you can find the old-timey scoreboard?
Oh, man. It's the Green Monster, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done. And which one of your hits would you say was a grand slam right out of the gate?
Man, I don't know, because I feel like for me as an artist, you don't ever just 100% know. Probably say Heaven, honestly. I think Thank God shaped up to be like that as well.
It is definitely moving fast. What would your walk-up song be if you were going to bat at Fenway, Kane?
If I was going to bat?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just did a charity event, and I had a walk-up song.
Yeah.
And I picked Shania Twain's I Feel Like a Woman.
What?
And everybody started laughing. So
how great is that, especially a man just surrounded by girls in his life?
Yeah, I thought that
people
was cool.
Must have been like, what's going on? And do you know the words to Sweet Caroline? That's important to come to Fenway.
I mean, all I know that I got to do is say Sweet Caroline, bop, bop, bop.
There you go. That's all you need. Or shipping off to Boston works too, from the Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, I know.
So did you play baseball, Kane?
Yeah, I played baseball since I was 3.
Oh, wow. What position did you mostly play?
I was shortstop and pitcher, but I wish I would have played like center field.
So, Kane, did you know that we used to have a couple of teams here in Boston? One of those names went on to your neck of the woods to become Georgia's professional team.
Boston Braves?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So there you go. There's a fun fact for you, Kane.
That is a fun fact. It sounds good, the Boston Braves.
Thank you for this most exciting news that is just going to make our year, that you are coming to Fenway Park. You really hit it out of the park with this exciting announcement today. We cannot wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you guys. Thank you so much for your time.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.